SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Sandpiper Cottages in Bochum's Bay ondersteun kus tot kruin, want ons gee om vir die omgewing.
Good morning, goeiemôre. Dit is nou weer kus tot kruin dag, donderdag. And this is the 14th of Augustus and 11:30. This morning we are having a very interesting conversation about what I always see as a small nun. Those are penguins. They look like nuns, but they're very small. And we've got Carol Walton here. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Fred.
Good to have you back again. You haven't been on the air for quite a while, but you have carried on with your magnificent work in the quest to save as many penguins as you can.
Yes, thank you.
Carol, tell me, what made you give your heart to penguins?
Well, it's actually a long story. I studied nature conservation, and in those...
Was that a long time ago?
Oh, in the 1980s.
Okay.
And in those days, I wanted to be a game ranger. And it was for men only. And they said I could work at a shop as a cashier in the Kruger National Park. And I said, no, after 4 years of studying, I'm not going to be a shopkeeper.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and then I went to Joburg Zoo, and that's when I learned all my animal husbandry. It was fantastic. And I actually specialized in owls, breeding endangered owls. And then I came to Cape Town, and I started volunteering at a SANCOB, which is a big rehabilitation center in Cape Town, and then I became manager there. So it seems like I love working with flesh-eating birds, from owls to penguins.
And that's where you fell in love with a penguin?
Yeah, and that's when I fell in love with the penguins. I've worked through oil spills. We had a satellite station in Betty's Bay in 2000.
Yeah.
And they sent sort of the weaker ones. We had 300 there in a municipal barn.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran that. And then we would release them into the Betty's Bay colony. And yeah, so I've worked through a few spills. And that is not easy.
Tell me, Carol, were you married at the time when you started with the penguins?
Yeah. When I started with the penguins, I was.
So what did you love more, your husband or the penguins?
Penguins.
This is a good lesson for conservation, ladies. Just listen to this.
Yeah, I've given my whole life to saving particularly African penguins. They're critically endangered. And each penguin that I can save is assisting to the gene pool to keep them going. You know, there are only 7,500 breeding pairs left in the wild.
Let's say 100 years ago?
100 years ago, there were over 2 million penguins.
And now there's 7,500
breeding pairs.
Wow, this is scary. But we are going to carry on now. And then we were going to discuss a bit where are you located and what your activities are, where you are.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM-streek.
I hope many of you listening can be as inspired by Carol Stork as she is inspired and inspiring us in the studio here about her passion for penguins. Carol, tell me, where did you start when you decided that penguins was the next love in your life?
Okay, after leaving SANCOB, where I learned all about penguin husbandry, we moved to Mossel Bay and word got out that this penguin lady had arrived and people started bringing me birds. So my husband's car went out of the garage, the porch pool went into the garage, and I had temporary pens, And I started a little hospital in my garage. And then one day I went to this vet, and I said to this vet, would you mind helping me with seabirds? And that was Dr. de Graaf. He is invaluable to me. And he
Dr. de Graaf from Hartenbos?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And he said, yeah, no, he'll help. And he actually studied a lot on avian medicine and diseases. And he's been with me every step of the way. And he owned land out in Mostastria, industrial area outside Mossel Bay. And he said, it's not really helping you doing this in your garage. Mm. I've got a piece of land. Would you like to build a center there?
Mm.
And that's why I'm out there. It is far out, but I jumped at the chance. Better than a porch pool in my back garage.
Absolutely. And your neighbors and your husband's cars must stand outside
exactly.
all the time.
You're
not too happy. But you're still married, you said. That's fine then. So it did work.
Exactly. And surprisingly enough, it's actually my 20th anniversary. I built it all on my own 20 years ago this month. I opened it.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy anniversary.
We are going to talk a little bit about what you actually do at the center. Where do you get the help from? Are you funded? How does it really work? We want listeners to understand that environment is not only a passion, but it needs an income to survive.
Okay, well, just before I go into the income side, the area that SAPREC looks after is from Stillby to Plettenberg Bay. And we, because there's only one center in Hansby, then there's us, then it's basically Plett and PE. So there are very few rehab centers like mine in South Africa. And so I've got such a vast coastline. I've got a stranding network, and we train people, and they're all on the stranding network right down the coast. So if there's a problem, say, in Vic Bay or Buffalo Bay, we put a call out, and they go down and respond immediately.
Okay,
so that's how we look after the coastline.
We'll come back to this network in a moment.
Jy. Nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
We are talking about our passionate penguin lady, Carol Walton, from SAPREC, South African Penguin Rescue.
Seabird and Penguin Rescue Rehabilitation Center.
Thank you. I always battle with these.
Seabird and Penguin Rehabilitation Center.
Carol, tell us what is a typical activity that you do at your center with the penguins?
Okay, well, typical activity. In the last 4 to 5 weeks, we've had a lot of really small, we call the babies that have just left the nest, excuse me, we call them blues. And suddenly, within 48 hours, 9 were rescued, not here. I've got 7 that were rescued here, and they were rescued as far as Plett. So when they come in, we give them a medical checkup, and then we have to feed. They were so hungry, these poor little things. And then once they're well, our daily routine is hard work.
Just one second. What is the reason why these penguins wash up?
What we think happened, there was a shift in the movement of the fish, and penguins actually hunt in groups.
Okay.
You know, looking with my hands again, like dolphins, they surround the shoal, and then they hunt in groups. And we had extremely bad winds, high waves, and we could see the penguins, great brack, little brack, moving up. And what we think is the babies got left behind, and they cannot hunt on their own.
So these were youngsters that washed up?
Yeah, they're 4, 5, 6 months old.
And what's going to happen to them once?
I've got 5 almost ready for release now. They weighed 1 kilogram. They should weigh about 2.5, and now they're up to 2.8. I like to feed my penguins lots of fish. And
they're
swimming beautifully, and so they're almost ready to be released. So then what we do is we take them for a medical, and we give them, every penguin has a microchip.
Okay.
With all the information.
And that penguin, where do you release them?
We used to release them at Fleurs Bay, hoping we could start a colony there.
At Frans Hoek.
At Frans Manshoek.
Okay.
Yeah. But now, with them so critically endangered, I do a soft release.
Okay.
And what we do, we take them, all the blues, all the penguins, we drive them to another rehab center about 300 kilometers away.
Three hours away
in Gansbaai.
Okay.
And there they are incorporated into a bigger group because the babies, the blues will always follow the adults.
Yeah, and it makes
sense. There, that's not the end of their journey.
Mm.
And once they are there, then they go on a boat trip, a half an hour boat trip onto an island colony called Dyer Island, where they've got rangers that patrol. It's a very, very safe environment for them to be released.
It's an absolute wonder and an absolute pleasure to listen to you going to all this trouble. You and we are in our last insert, we're going to talk about who helps you and where does the money come from.
SFM, maak elke dag een goed voel dag.
Carol Walton of Saprek. Carol, thanks for visiting us this morning. But before we go, tell us, all this effort that you put in, do you have helpers? We know Dr. De Graaf is your vet because you must have a vet there. Every penguin that comes in has got a problem. That's why it's there.
Mm.
Thank you for Dr. De Graaf and volunteer vets like that. But tell us, who else helps you?
We've got a wonderful group of volunteers.
Working without pay?
Without pay. Sue, the one volunteer, she's been with us since 2007. Vilna, she's been with us since 2008. Glenda, also since 2014. So we've got a wonderful group that are as passionate as me. They're volunteers. They come every week and they've been with SAPREC for years. And we also have new volunteers coming in all the time, and which is wonderful because if I can give my love and my passion and my knowledge to people, volunteers, and if I can change their way of thinking, their life, you know, just their way of thinking about the environment, about caring for the environment, about the plight of the African penguin and why it's happening, then I know I've done.
You've accomplished something in your life. You can pass on to the next life knowing that you did what you could.
The younger generation, absolutely. When I have younger volunteers, I really try and give my all to them so that they'll carry on.
Carol, now all this costs money. Where does the money come from?
Oh.
We know now you've got the site which Dr. De Graaf has.
I do pay rent for that.
Yes, you do. But where does the money come from? And just give us an idea what it costs weekly just for the food.
Okay, well, at the moment, we're busy, and it's costing me 2,400 rand a week just for the fish.
That's without anything else? No
That's
rent, no
just
nothing?
Just for the fish.
And where does the money come from?
I've got a few monthly donors that pay monthly, every month, which helps me so much. And I've got one or two organizations that help me yearly, annually.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just
it's begging.
It's the people that I depend on, whether it's visitors or it's just people's goodwill to keep me going.
Fantastic. Carol, tell me, if people want to go and watch what you're doing with the penguins as possible, just give us your number and where they can find you and your website or your Facebook page.
Okay, you're more than welcome to visit. The best time to come is at 8:45 in the morning or 1:30 in the afternoon. That's when you see the feeding and the swimming and we give a talk about what we do and the birds. You're welcome to visit, but please phone for an appointment as it's a very small centre and we keep our group small and personal.
How many penguins have you got there just to round our program off this morning?
18, at the moment.
18 at the moment.
Yeah, that's including the resident. We have resident penguins. All that we've always got penguins, because a lot of the resident penguins, well, not we've got 11, are permanently disabled.
Yeah, you can't release them.
No, and we are those permanently disabled. They breed, and those chicks remain wild, and those get reintroduced onto Dyer Island for new blood.
Carol Walton from SAPRE, thank you very much. And we will have this on podcast, and it will be on Facebook and Instagram soon. And thank you very much, and keep us up to date with what's happening to your penguins. Thank you very much, Carol, and we'll see you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kom spandeer 'n paar dae hier tussen die alwyne, melkhoute, noemnoems en kapokbos. Net 'n paar tree van een van die mooiste en veiligste strande in die tuinroete. Die Ekohuisies bied eenvoudige luksheid, ideaal vir paartjies en klein gesinne. Geniet 'n braai by die kaggels of onder die lapas, nes in die ou dae. Net 30 km van Mosselbaai, Diskant Vleesbaai en naby Fransmanshoek. Tennis, sauna en muurbal, dis by die Sandpiper Sportcentrum. Besoek www.sandpiper.co.za of WhatsApp ons by 082-550-4788. Sandpiper, natuurlik betowerend.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.